Nathan Zagura with the Browns huddle for Wednesday. The team returned to the practice field today. Some good news on the injury front. Quarterback Josh McCown has been medically cleared to play Sunday against the Jets, but Hugh Jackson saying he wants to go through the week before naming him the starter. Joe Hayden also returned to practice today, as did center Cam Irving and tight end Seth Duvall. The team hopes to be at full strength or as close as they possibly can be on Sunday against the Jets. Joe Thomas took the day off, got that Veterans Day of rest. Marcus Burley remained out. And Corey Coleman practiced today but had a splint on his hand, did not catch. It looks unlikely he will be able to go on Sunday. As for Cody Kessler, he remains in the concussion protocol. Hugh Jackson declining to name a starter until he knows where he stands with both of his quarterbacks. For the latest on the Cleveland Browns, keep tuned to ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns mobile app.
Here we go, Browns! Here we go!
Absolutely. You know, he's one of our starting players, so... You know, that's very encouraging. Our medical staff's done a good job, and he has too, and he's back out there. And we'll, you know, continue to monitor where he is, but I think he's doing fine.
You've put together multiple game plans since you're coming into this week, not knowing yet who, like, what will be at your disposal.
I've been doing that every week. So when you ask that question, I think you know the answer to that one. That's just the way it's been, you know. It's been unfortunate, but that's what we've done. And I think the players have done a good job, and I think the staff's done a good job that way.
It doesn't sound like Cody is probably going to be cleared in time to play. I mean, are you kind of ruling him out for this week?
No, I didn't say that. You know, again, I mean, today's Wednesday, Mary Kay, so tomorrow he could be out of concussion protocol, you know. Friday could be out of it. So I'm not saying I'm ruling him out. I think we'll just kind of see as we go. You guys know these things are kind of tricky, and it all depends on how the guy responds to light and all that. So we'll see, you know, as we move through the week.
And if he doesn't practice all week, would you still feel comfortable starting him?
Probably not. But I don't know that he can't practice all week. So we'll just see where that is as we continue to go through the week.
Is Pryor limited just as a precaution, or is he still legitimately hurt?
I think it's precaution and, you know, it's a little bit of both. I think, you know, again, those hamstrings are tricky. You know, you just got to make sure you know, take care of it that way. And I think he is. I think we are. And, again, Terrell's done a great job. Last week, just like I said, being out there was again, a credit to him because he did all the work. So if he'll continue to – we will continue to as a medical staff and he'll continue to monitor it too, I think he'll be fine hopefully by the end of the week. He did some good things. He's tough, you know. He got hurt early in the game, went out for a play, and came back, you know, really quickly. So I really appreciate our guys, you know, the want to, the drive. Again, he's a young player. He's learning how to play. He played in his first game as many snaps as he's ever played. But, again, I think he's a battler, and I'm glad he's here.
Jets, obviously, they have a quarterback change, too, with Geno Smith going out and Fitzpatrick leading them to a win. What do you see in Fitzpatrick? What does he present?
He's a veteran player. You know, he knows how to play, and, you know, you just said he led him to a win this past week. So, I mean, what I see is a guy that understands their system and knows what to do with the ball. You know, obviously, I mean, everybody's going to talk about the interceptions. That happens sometimes. People go through that. But I think he's gotten himself back upright and playing and knows what to do and how to do it. So he's a big challenge.
Do